Absolutely. I think that we look at it, we still control our own destiny here with the last five games left. Three coming at home, critical games for us. And it's definitely huge and important for us to get the crowd behind us and get some wins on our belt as we come down the home stretch. And it's an exciting time to be in this opportunity right now, playing meaningful games in December right now.
And you've got three of those final five in the South, which, I mean, those are the key games for this team. I know everyone's looking at all five, but those three in particular stand out.
Absolutely. It's the tell of the tale, man. It's just one of those things where you always talk, man, divisional games always is worth two in a sense. And you win the division, you get in. And I think that it's we let one get away from us early in Tennessee. And, you know, right now, we, like I said, we control a lot of our own destiny. And, you know, if we can win these games in the South, and, you know, just continue to just keep the ball rolling, I think that we have a good chance of doing what we wanted to accomplish in the beginning of the season.
You haven't lost in a while. How's this team reacted coming back after a loss in Arizona?
Oh, I mean, it was tough. I mean, seeing a game like that, knowing a game that we felt like we could have and should have won, and losing a fashion in which we did, it's never fun to lose a late, you know, a heartbreaking, you know, game-winning field goal in the fashion in which we did. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're professionals and we understand losses are a part of the game. Tip my hat off to them. They came out, played, you know, an effective game, good enough to win. But, you know, it sucks. You know, winning a month worth of football games is, I mean, it's a surreal feeling. It's hard to win games in this league, let alone four in a row. So I think it just made us, you know, kind of look back and go back to the drawing board and kind of see some of the flaws that we had that showed up in the game. And, you know, we just got to go back and fix the little things.
Sharpen you a bit, or is it too simplistic to say that when you come out the loss, you focus a little bit more?
Oh, I think it does sharpen you a little bit in a sense that, you know, when you begin to win and everything just seems to work, it take a game like that for you to go back and say, okay, these are some of the things that we just may have just been getting away with it because we're just a super talented team right now. And, you know, a loss kind of magnifies the type of things where you say, okay, man, these are the type of things that we've kind of been doing for the past couple of months. We've just been outplaying teams. And, you know, sometimes, man, a little bit of luck kind of plays a part in it as well. So I think that loss, you know, kind of get our heads on straight, man. It's never fun to lose a game, but it also brings that fire to get back on the winning track for sure.